Happy 7-Eleven Day. Settle in with your free Slurpee and enjoy this edition of Countdown to Camp. We're talking about wide receivers today, guys, with Matt Boyer, Eric Dalala. I'm Phil Milani, and we're specifically looking at the third wide receiver spot. Who's it going to be? That wide receiver room is really crowded.
Those four guys that, you know, you think about right off the bat, Cody Latimer, Benny Fowler, Carlos Henderson, Jordan Taylor, I think all of those guys have specific skill sets, but I think that one of the guys that I like the best in that competition is Benny Fowler, just because of what he can do on special teams. He has proven it himself as a gunner. I think Brock Olivo likes a guy who's got a little bit of range, can get down the field, make a couple of plays. We saw Kayvon Webster do it the last couple of seasons. So I think Fowler can set himself apart with a good special teams camp and maybe compete for that third wideout job as well.
We've seen Cody Latimer get involved in special teams with a kickoff return. Fowler on offense, 11 catches, 2 touchdowns last season. But what about a guy like Jordan Taylor? He had 16 catches, 2 touchdowns last year.
I mean, I think all you need to know about Jordan Taylor is you look at that New Orleans game and that touchdown catch that he kind of bobbled and brought down. That's what Jordan Taylor brings to you. He brings that kind of explosive catch that you need every once in a while. And he could be a guy that maybe he makes enough plays that you can't get rid of him. I think that's really important to consider. And in terms of Benny Fowler, the special teams is going to be a big, big part
Huge.
Of it. Yeah, because you think of a guy like Carlos Henderson, Isaiah McKenzie, what they can bring to special teams is just going to increase their chances of being able to compete for that third wide receiver role.
I mentioned some of those statistics there, 11 catches, 8 catches for Latimer, Taylor 16 catches. I think they want more production from that third wide receiver spot, no doubt about that. That's why you go out and draft two young guys, like you mentioned, Carlos Henderson and Isaiah McKenzie. What have you seen from them during the offseason?
Well, Eric mentioned Isaiah. I think this coaching staff is very high on Isaiah because of where he was taken, and I think the pedigree coming out of a big school, SEC country like Georgia, I think that the punt returns are going to be key. I think he's got that quickness. He can get to the outside. We saw him on his rookie tape take a couple to the house, so you know he's got that explosiveness. I think that he and Carlos Henderson is more of your prototypical big wideout. He's got that big upper body.
Runs like a running back.
Right, and I think he is going to get his chances, but I think that Isaiah is going to give you some good change of pace.
Isaiah McKenzie looks like Eric Dalala out there, that shiftiness. I've seen him.
I think I'm a little taller.
Maybe a little bit taller. You know, we've seen Mike McCoy in San Diego really attack the center of the field. He did it to the Broncos in that game in San Diego last season where you get that speed in the middle of the field. That's a mismatch with most inside linebackers.
Yeah, utilizing the tight ends and utilizing the running backs out of the backfield were two hallmarks of what Mike McCoy was able to do with the Chargers. And you did see a little bit of that when he was here in Denver in his past stint. So I think that the more weapons you give him, like we just mentioned, McKenzie's speed or Henderson's ability to go, you know, over the middle, I think, and those running backs out of the backfield, I think the more weapons you give Mike McCoy, I think it's just going to be greater offensive numbers for the Broncos.
Not talking about who's going to make the team or anything like that, but who do you think is going to get the most playing time this season at that third wide receiver spot?
I think we'll probably start with Benny Fowler as the season opens against Los Angeles now. And as the season goes on, I think Carlos Henderson will eventually kind of take that role on.
I was going to say San Diego too, so don't feel bad. But I think I agree with you. I think it's going to be Fowler, but I think he keeps the job. I think that just his ability to do a ton of different things in a ton of different areas, he's got good quickness, can go over the middle, can catch a deep ball, and play special teams. I think just that utility, I think, is going to set himself apart.
You never know who's going to separate themselves in training camp. We remember that Jordan Taylor catch last year down the sideline, one-handed. Separated himself, and he went on to have a pretty good season for the Broncos. We'll find out. Camp is just a couple weeks away now. Thank you for joining us. For Matt Boyer, for Eric Dalala, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Countdown to Camp.